It was surprisingly strong pushback for the council, which works with the mayor frequently. This time, Council President Darius Pridgen says having social workers available weekdays and on call the rest of the time to deal with crisis situations isn't enough. He wants 24/7 mental health workers stationed in police headquarters who can go immediately to a crisis scene like that on Saturday, which left a mentally ill man shot by an officer after the man hit another officer with a metal baseball bat. Councilmember Ulysses Wingo says he also wants police officers getting mental health help.
We have to ensure that these officers are whole themselves, too. I'm not going to say that things like this can be avoided, but they can be avoided if we take the necessary steps before they happen to ensure that everyone is whole. Training is great, but what about the mental health of the police officers?
How to pay for the mental health workers isn't clear. Budgeting is an issue since council members protested they were being blamed for cutting the money to pay for tasers for officers, and they protest they appropriated the cash and don't know why they weren't purchased since police brass never said there was a problem and didn't say they didn't have the cash, as Mayor Brown said on Monday. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.